So welcome back, everyone, to another great episode of The First Inning. We are back live again with another great episode, and it's the second episode of January of this new year of 2024. And as of breaking news, as of right now, as of January 12th, 12 days into this new year, the Yankees have signed Marcus Stroman. They have agreed to a 2-year, $37 million deal. The contract includes a 2026 player option worth $18 million that vests in the event he reaches 140 innings pitched in 2005. So there we go. We have got the man. Let me show you. Cut over. There we go. That is Marcus Stroman. Now, Marcus Stroman will be 33 in May. He was a first-round pick by the Blue Jays in 2012, a fast riser in the big leagues, a right-hander, made a debut in 2012 and performed well in his rookie season with a 3.65 ERA and 130 innings. Though Stroman was limited to just four starts in the Styrofoam season of a torn ACL, the righty established himself as a fixture in Toronto's rotation in the following years. And he sure was. He surely was. I'll try to scroll down here, see what else I can tell you. So then he got up. 71 Cowboys was good. Gonna be crazy, but what's good, cowboy? Thank you for returning. But they says here that by the time the club shipped him to the Mets in a deal in the 2009 trade deadline, Stroman had compiled a solid 3.76 ERA, which he was great. 135 appearances and 129 starts in the Blue Jays uniform. Now the right-hander tenure in the New York was somewhat shortened by him opting out in the shortened 2020 campaign. I remember that because he didn't want to take the shot, the COVID shot. But Stroman pitched well when he mound for the Mets, including a 3.02 ERA and the league leading 33 starts during the 2001 season. So the Yankees are looking out with this Marcus Stroman. That's what's up, cowboy. That's what's up, man. Keep chilling, man. We're gonna be doing our thing this year. It's gonna be great. Live streams and Disney will be happening in February. Winter break Disney is gonna be happening. We're gonna be out there. There's gonna be a lot of videos. So stay tuned for all that. So we're gonna get into more news. The Giants have signed Jordan Hicks. We're gonna get into Alex Apopoulos, whatever the hell his name is. Braves extend his thing. And we're gonna get into the 2004 arbitration tracker. We're gonna check that out. Aiden Devalia, what's up, man? Welcome to the channel. A live stream from Yankee Stadium, batting practice, all kind of stuff. When the baseball season starts, it's gonna be great. Just go back and check out my videos from last season, the year season before that. It's ridiculous. But Giants signed Jordan Hicks. I wasn't really fond about this guy. The Giants have agreed with him for a 4-year, $44 million contract. And I didn't really care about this thing. But thank you guys in the chat for joining, man. You got any questions, comment below. I'll answer it. And you already know we Yankee fans. I live right across the street from Yankee Stadium. So could you imagine? But anyway, I didn't really care about Jordan Hicks. But well, let's go to this arbitration tracker. And I want to see who's tracking arbitration. Let's see what names. It sucks if the Yankees lose out on Wendy Peralta. I'm not gonna go through all the teams. I'm just gonna go through the Yankees. But I'm gonna just scroll slowly down so you can see a little bit of the names. All 30 teams. Of course, the Yankees is always last. Because we why? The Mets, Drew Smith, Adrian Hauser. The Mets signed Pete Alonso to a one-year deal, which is kind of slap in the face. Joey Lucchesi, Tyrone Taylor, David Peterson, DJ Stewart, and Philly Brickford. Those guys reached an agreement to play with the Mets. I'm still going down to the Yankees. A lot of players in arbitration, man. They could be losing jobs or getting jobs. I forgot, there's only 100 and something jobs in baseball or something like that. 200 and something jobs. Or maybe it's 300 now. Who knows? You know, with the manager, ball players. It's crazy. 25 Perez, what's good? My thing is frozen. Yeah, I wonder why. I don't know if you can still hear me. But I'm going to keep going for now. Gabriel Torres, Juan Soto, Alex Verdugo. Probably getting a bad signal. Because it looks good up here. Oh, there we go. It's starting to move. But Gabriel Torres, Juan Soto, Alex Verdugo, Clay Holmes, Jonathan Loaisiga, Nestor Cortez, Jose Trevino, Trent Grisham, Victor Gonzalez, and Clark Smith. So Clark Smith agreed today to $2.25 million. I don't know what the contract is, but we're going to figure that out later. And Gabriel Torres got re-signed with $14 million. So let's see what happens with Gabriel this year. This, I think this is his last year. Then he becomes a free agent. Clay Holmes, he got $6 million plus performance bonuses, which I hope he gets. Jonathan Loaisiga, he got signed back today, $2.5 million. Jose Trevino, he's coming back. Allegedly, he's the number one catcher. And Austin Wells, number seven prospect in all of Major League Baseball, will be the second catcher on the team. And Trent Grisham, I don't really care for him. And Victor Gonzalez, don't really care for that dude. But let's move on. I need some water. Some water. Let's just go home. Monetization popping up. So Twins, Hobby Harris agreed to minor league deal. Twins right-hander. 250,000 on the major league roster. Not bad. And other Yankee news. The Yankees have made an offer to Blake Snell, but I don't know what happened. Because Blake Snell never responded. I don't know if he responded or what was his response was, but you know, let's see what happens. Also, another one, Juan Soto avoids arbitration. So the Yankees will be paying him $31 million in 2024 this season. That's a lot of money, boy. I wish we could all get one. There it is. So that boy is 25 years old, making $31 million next year. It will surpass the $30 million benchmark that was established by two-time MVP Shohei Ohtani last season. So he's getting more money than Ohtani is. He's only 25 years old, and he's coming off another strong season at the plate after being shipped to the Padres at a 2022 trade deadline. The young phenomenon struggled with his crew club early in 2023 with a slash line of his first 27 games. So he progressed over those games. He got better and better and better. So hopefully he gets better and better here as the Yankees use him in Yankee Stadium. Should work out because a lot of these fly balls in Yankee Stadium could go out for a home run pretty easily. You know, if you hit it hard enough at Yankee Stadium, the wind could pretty much blow it out the stadium. So, you know, you want to hope for exit veto, exit velocity. You want to hope for exit. You need, if you can get a lot of exit velocity in a pop-up, it's definitely going out in a, for a home run on a windy day. Yeah, man. So excited to get back to Yankee Stadium. Want to go back there and make some videos again. I don't know what kind of videos I want to take it this year. Because every year I change it up. The style of me filming, and I don't know if that's helping or not, but you know, I try to keep it fresh, you know, or you know, if it starts working, you know, then I'll keep the style of vlogging or whatever. Because I definitely want to get more subscribers. But I definitely want to get the live stream up. You know, definitely want to get that. but I don't know if it actually is getting count it on the live stream, revenue. See. So I gotta figure that part out. But the only way I get any kind of money is the video gets views. So I need people to view the videos, share them, like them, and I could just blow up very instantly. Easily. I don't know, man. It's just like somebody don't want, if people don't want to give the like or whatever. I get it or whatever. I don't care, but it's just, man. I guess I'm a diamond in the rough, I still need some polishing, but I'm gonna shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna make it shine. So let's see what happens. I just want the videos to make money. I want the videos to get seen so I could generate some money. People are getting a lot of money out here off of YouTube. And it sucks that people don't watch my video. I guess people are not into baseball, but the people that are, they don't show no love. And it's hard to show love back when they don't even, share my video on their channel. Never seen it. Like, yo, get this guy. And I talk about these guys all the time. And they end up meeting the same people that I met. It's cool though to have people go to the game and have fun. But this year we're gonna focus on our own journey. Our main goal is to make it to the Legends seating, and we can sit in the Legends for one game of the season. That'll be awesome. Hey, even a few innings, that'll be amazing. But let's see what happens next year. Definitely want to catch some baseballs again. I gotta catch a few. And not worry about getting hurt from it. That's always a fear of mine. I don't know, but I'm gonna get it. Catch some baseballs and autographs. Definitely want to get some autographs. I want to get my autograph collection up. Eddie Banks was good. It'll be nice if the Yankees get Blake Snell. They could still get him if they wanted to, but the Yankees agreed to a contract with Clark Smith for $2.5 million. So I don't know if they're gonna get Blake Snell at this point, even though they offered him a deal. There has been no word on Blake Snell's reaction. I would like to know it, to be honest. Red sign Brent Shutter. But this is my favorite part, and check this out. We're gonna go all the way. Like the ones, I mean, the Yankees gotta win. But this is my favorite part. And hopefully you can hear it. That'll be dope. Let's see, that is Baltimore Stadium. Just in the middle. So we're gonna get the Berrettello to come on now and talk some baseball and help us out. In the meantime, we're gonna watch one of my videos. So what you do is you go to my channel, you go to videos, or you can go to, man, I gotta update this. Create a playlist, and you go to 2012, and you can go to view full playlist. You see all the season I've done so far. And yeah, it was awesome, man, to be at the games. And see Aaron Judge's 500 career RBI. That was amazing. Let's relive that real quick. See if it plays. Not playing, why not? Let's see, let's get it to play. There we go. Wow, that's pretty awesome. Wow. At least.